What it do? What it do? It's your boy Ro on Cloud 10 Radio. Y'all already know what it is, man. And today, man, we got this hot artist, man, coming straight from the Lextown, man. Just dropped on World Star with that Lower Y. We got Smiley Bands, man. What's up, Smiley?
Man, what's happening, man?
Nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just trying, you know, it's out here snowing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to stay inside, stay warm. You know what I'm saying? But I was just banging that Lower Y, and I'm telling you, bro, I relate to it. You know what I'm saying? We all done lost some people, you know what I'm saying, around us to some bad circumstances. But I just need you to talk to the people about that track right now.
All right, man. The Lower Y, man. You feel me? Just came back, man. You feel me? Just chilling and shit, man. My nigga, he just got smoked and shit. You feel me? So,
yeah.
We just sitting around, man. You feel me? And I was thinking about him, man. And I thinking about my other people that I lost. And then we just came over the song, man. You feel me? Just you know, the feeling just sparked the song, man. And we just came out with that. You feel me? Like all my music, man. Real shit. You feel me?
Yeah, straight from the heart, man. But, you know, just to show some appreciation, man, talk to me about, you know, just some of the people that you lost, and especially the people that you mentioned in the song, bro, because it was hot, man, and it was some deep stuff right there.
My uncle was the one when I was talking about, got the Bentley and all that, you feel me? That's my mom's twin brother, you feel me? So, you feel me? Me, he's family off the muscle, you know, gonna feel how you feel, you know, plus he's just, you know, he just showed us a lot, man, that we never seen, man. Did stuff, man, that people thought people couldn't do, you feel me?
Right.
He was just that type of person, you feel me? Getting that type of money, you feel me? But, you know, but shit, we lost him, man, you feel me? And that still hurts his day. Then, you know, my peoples, he got smoked, man. They in the hood, you feel me? I got several people that I done lost, you feel me?
Yeah.
If I would be sitting her name in them, it'd be all day. You feel
right.
me? The tattoos on my face is two niggas that I lost, you feel me?
Yeah, and I seen tatted up, bro, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me about, you know, maybe why you got some of them tats, and some of them in particular, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you see a tat on somebody's face, you know that they want people to see it, you know what I'm saying? It seems like if you got names of people on your face that you done lost, you know what I'm saying? I must have really hurt you.
It's just the name, you feel me? It's just the two people that I grew up with and I can relate to them, you know, you feel me? Just, you know, even if we ain't hang together every day, we wasn't like that sometimes, you feel me? Just different stuff that I seen them, that I see in myself, you feel me? And I always relate to them. You know, we grew up together, you know, just different stuff, you feel me? Bring back memories. All my tattoos is memories of times and places and where I was at and people, and, you know what I'm saying? Everything I got on me is memories.
Right. And that's deep, man. You know, we see people out here getting these, you know, tattoos for no reason, you know what I'm saying? I got one on my arm, my dude Pat, you know what I'm saying? I lost one of my godbrothers, Patrick Puckett, you know what I'm saying, to the same situation, man. Got shot, you know, point blank. You know, we was in high school. He was about to go big, you know, with football, you know, but just got caught up in a bad situation, you know what I'm saying? And somebody, you know, just the hate and the envy that comes from being in certain situations, you know what I'm saying, just left him, sadly, you know, only on tattoos and on t-shirts now, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, Pat, you know what I'm saying? But talk to me about, you know what I'm saying, going through this pain and stuff, but also what you see coming from this rap stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, when you see all that pain, you know, you're in this situation.
Yeah.
You see yourself getting out of the hood, man, getting out of this situation.
It's the difference between me and a whole lot of people, you feel me? I really feel like I know that I can, I'm going to be somewhere, you feel me? I know for sure that my heart and I ain't going to be in the hood, you feel me?
Right.
I heard all the worst that's going to come to me than I already came. I just did 8 years in penitentiary. I just got out, you feel me? I've been out for, going, you feel me, almost 2 years, you feel me? But, you know, everything I got going to come to me is going to come to me, you feel me? Whatever it is, you feel me? See, I ain't just a rapper, you feel me?
Right.
I get to do other shit too, you feel me? Like, I'm an artist, I draw, I do all type of shit, you feel me? So, I'm going to make it regardless, you feel me? Whatever I do.
Right. So,
instead, I just put the, you know, the music and then the music, but the music, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love to do, you feel me? I always knew I was going to do the music from way back, you feel me?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And Who inspired you to do that? Was there any person in particular who inspired you to do music?
Man, I'm gonna tell you, like Boosie, you feel me? Like I tell everybody, man. Just have people, how we fell in love with Boosie and how we start fucking with his music and because we can relate to everything that he's talking about. If I can get my fans and my people to listen to my music like that, you feel me, then I accomplished what I came out to do. You feel me? I just want people to love my music like they love his music.
Right. And I mean, that's a big goal, and that's something that I feel like a lot of artists have. They see people like Boosie, they see people, you know what I'm saying, like Wayne, you know, spitting that real life, and that a lot of people just relate to it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Talk to me about that World Star drop, you know what I'm saying? Getting on World Star.
Yeah, I had to, you know what I'm saying, I had to do something. I just had to show people that, you know, people from Lexington can do something, you feel me? We can, you know, we ain't got to wait on somebody to sign us or do nothing. We can put our shit on there ourselves, you feel me? All you got to do is invest in yourself, go out there. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got to make good music, though. The songs ain't good enough. If your song ain't good enough, it ain't worth putting the money up to put it on World Star, because it ain't going to do nothing. There's people on World Star with 2,000 views, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to have good music and it got to be quality. You feel me? You can't just do everything. You feel me? Like, my song did good, but, you know, I expect way more for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the future, you know, we got, you know, at the Lord Wide, you feel me? It's a great song. You feel me? Everybody needs to go watch it. You feel me? I guarantee that you're going to relate to it. You feel me? In some type of way, cause everybody done lost somebody.
Everybody done lost somebody, man. And that's when I heard it. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I had a lot of artists hitting me up. You know what I'm saying? You know I only bring the realest ones on the radio station. So y'all know if y'all listening right now. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I seen that East End, you know what I'm saying, on the sign, man. You knew I grew up over at Duncan Park.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Plus,
so that's where I was at.
We got everything, though. We got all type of music, though. It ain't the only thing, though. You feel me? All the music is like, yeah, real shit. You feel me? Plus, it's quality. You feel me? Everything looks good. You feel me? So when you listen to my music, you're gonna see some real shit, you feel me? You're gonna see some artists, you feel me, that come from the bottom but try and do something, you feel me? Like, I know what quality look like, you feel me? So I refuse to put something out that ain't quality, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they just so happy to put something out, they just heard and put the shit out, you feel me? And then they'll get the results. But once the people see, your fans see, they gonna think you don't take it this serious, you feel me? Because if a person can just get straight out of finish history, you feel me, and do everything that I did in the last year, you feel me, by putting out like 5 or 6 videos, you feel me, and they all look like it's like they looking, and I'm just progressing to keep going forward, you feel me? So if I can do all this in the year, the people that have been rapping all this time, you know, if they can't, they fast 6, 7 years, 8 years while I was gone, you feel me, if they still ain't did nothing, people's gonna look at them like they really a joke, you feel me?
On God. Yeah, I mean, I feel that, bro, because some people, they real hesitant, you know what I'm saying? It seems like you being real deliberate about what you put out and that it's actually looking good. You ain't out here just dropping random stuff, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I said, plus everything's going to get better, you feel me? The new stuff that I got music so cold, you feel me? I still ain't dropped my first mixtape because I've been dropping stuff so fast, you feel me?
Right.
But, you know, shit, I'm gonna go ahead and drop it. I got so many new songs that I don't even want to drop the first. I ain't even, you feel me? But I already got another one done already. So I'm gonna go and drop that, give it to the people, the fans, let them hear it, cause everything I got is hard, you feel me?
And yeah, I mean, I seen that track, man, and I'm telling you, I had to hit you up, man. I said, this is hard right here.
Yeah, plus, yeah, a whole lot of people done hit me up off that track just about networking, you feel me? I went to Miami, I performed in Miami, you know, went to Atlanta, a couple spots, you feel me?
Yeah.
Man, I know what I got to do, you feel me? You got to just put in the work, you feel me? Like Kevin Hart said, everybody won't be rich, but don't nobody won't put the work in, you feel me?
Right. So, you know, I see that vision, bro. And, you know, I see that, you know, you got fans out here, especially for the people in Lex, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of youngins in Lex, you know, maybe even in your hood, that's listening to your stuff thinking, man, maybe I can do this. So,
yeah.
You know, give a word, you know, to them youngins right now who's trying to grind, who's thinking about grinding, who might be hustling different type of ways, but they might not want to be in the trap no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might not want to be, you know, popping no more. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me about, you know, I mean, talk to the fans about trying to make it out, you know, a different way. And, you know, give them some encouragement, you know what I'm saying, about how they can do it.
Whatever y'all want to do, you can do it, you feel me? You ain't got to, you feel me, wait on nobody, you feel me? Do it yourself, you feel me?
Right.
Get out of the go do what you got to do, you feel me? It ain't hard to make a decision. Either you can do it or you ain't.
The following is an ad for Anchor FM. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, pretty much everything for your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So thank you. And if you need to learn more, just look up Anchor FM. See ya.
You feel me? Life's got choices, you feel me? Either you gonna make the right choice or you ain't, you feel me? It's that simple though, you feel me? Do the right thing, go the right way, and if you need help, don't be scared to ask somebody, you feel me? Everybody got too much pride. If you ain't gonna ask for no help, you ain't gonna get nowhere in life.
Right, and you know, that's something that I feel like a lot of people, when they trying to come up, they try to do everything themselves, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to reach out. They don't want to seem weak.
It's impossible to do everything yourself, especially in music. You see what I'm saying? Right. Plus, it ain't just got to be music, though. It's a whole lot of stuff, though. Art, you feel me? Art is a whole lot of different stuff. You feel me?
Right.
You can be the motherfucker who make the... You can just make beats. You feel me? You can make beats for people. Do the art behind the cover art. Everything costs money. You can go fan talent. You feel me? Get paid for it.
Right. And I mean, I think that's great to hear, you know what I'm saying, from somebody like you, just did 8 years in the pen, and I don't think you see yourself going back, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely not, you feel me?
Yeah. And that's the thing that a lot of people, sometimes they get out, they be like, shit, I don't care if I go back in, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna live the same life, do the same thing, but, you know, it leads back to the same place, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to see you, you know what I'm saying, striving for that, for the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Plus, I got, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I got my family, you feel me? My son, you feel me? My girl, we got stuff going on, man. We got to, you know, keep moving forward.
Right, right. How old is your son?
My son's 3 months, man. You feel me?
Man, so you really starting out fresh right here. I feel that, though, man. I respect that hustle, bro, because, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people get out, they ready to go right back in, bro. But when I seen you drop that World Star video, when I see you out here talking about that real stuff, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to lead you back, you know what I'm saying? That to me, that's 100. That's what I respect, and that's why I had to have you on the Cloud 10 radio.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said, man. You feel me? I'm just going, you know, everybody said people don't support you where you at, Lexington and stuff. Ain't no support. Like, you just got to, I'm just going, I feel like I got to just keep on. They going to look up like, damn, he got all this music where I heard. He ain't saying to nobody. Look what everything looks like. You feel me? You know, when you click on somebody's name on YouTube, you feel me? It plays like 3 or 4 or however many videos they got, whatever their name is on YouTube. It keeps playing.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you click on my stuff right now, you feel me? It's at least going to be on there for 30, 45 minutes.
Right.
You feel me? It's going to play 30, 45 minutes worth of videos. You feel me?
Yeah, so if they try...
5 or 6 videos.
Yeah, if they try to look you up on YouTube, on Instagram, how can they find you, bro? What's your contact?
You can look me up on YouTube at Smiley Bands. SmileyBands. Smiley Bands. Look it up, you feel me? You can just subscribe to my channel, man. You feel me? Everything's real, man. You feel me? But you can find me on Instagram, Smiley_Bands. Smiley_Bands.
Yeah, and y'all heard it, bro. So look, one last thing, man. Where do you see yourself, you know, moving forward 5 years from now? You know what I'm saying? If you have one of them goals in mind, 5 years from now, where do you see Smiley Bands?
5 years from then, I see myself in a position where I can help somebody else, you feel me? Feel me? 5 years from then, hopefully, feel me, I'm in a position where I can help other people. I done already made it and kicked the door down, make it easier for people in my city to come from where I come from, do what I'm doing.
For sure, bro, man. I hope, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be here, you know what I'm saying? I had to support this, you know what I'm saying, because not a lot of people from Lex, not a lot of people from East End, any part of Lex, you know what I'm saying, are really trying to do these progressive things and come up, man. Because you see there's a lot of negativity, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of bodies dropping, there's a whole lot of sad stuff happening. But it's good to see somebody like you, man, coming out the state pen after 8 years and, you know, just had a kid, man, trying to change your life around. So I respect that.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
For sure, man. But look, we gonna sign off, man. You got any shout outs before we leave off? Real quick shout outs.
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody in my family, man. Y'all know who y'all are, man. Everybody in the family, everybody on the team, everybody in the struggle, man, trying to do what I'm trying to do, trying to make it out the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I feel that, bro. So look, we gonna end off there, man. You already know this message was brought to you by Cloud 10 Radio, man. Cloud 10 Fashion dropping off February 1st. And we got my dude Smiley Bands on here, man. Shout out to Smiley Bands. Look him up on YouTube. Look him up on Instagram. But for now, it's your boy Ro signing off on Cloud 10 Radio. Yup.